Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book, Investing 101, From Stocks and Bonds to ETFs and IPOs, An Essential Primer on Building a Profitable Portfolio by Michelle Kagan, CPA, is an indispensable guide for anyone looking to navigate the complex world of investments. Written by a certified public accountant with extensive experience in financial planning, this book breaks down the barriers of the often intimidating financial market. Kagan's approach simplifies the intricacies of investing, making it accessible for beginners while still offering valuable insights for more experienced investors. From understanding the basics of stocks and bonds to exploring the realms of exchange-traded funds, ETFs, and initial public offerings, IPOs, this book provides a thorough grounding in the principles of building a diversified and profitable investment portfolio. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the basics of stocks. The foundational knowledge of stocks is crucial for any investor. Michelle Kagan begins by demystifying stocks, explaining their nature as shares of ownership in a company. She elaborates on how stock prices fluctuate based on company performance and market perception, thereby affecting the investor's portfolio. The section serves as a primer on different types of stocks, such as common and preferred stocks, and how investors can assess their value and risks associated with them. Kagan also discusses the importance of diversification within stocks to mitigate risk and improve the potential for returns. Understanding these basics equips investors with the knowledge needed to make informed decisions in the stock market. Secondly, the role and risks of bonds. Bonds are another cornerstone of a diversified investment portfolio. In this section, Michelle Kagan explores the different types of bonds, including government, municipal, and corporate bonds, and the ways they can provide stable income through fixed interest payments. She explains the inverse relationship between bond prices and interest rates and how this affects the bond's yield. Kagan also addresses the risks associated with bonds, such as credit risk and interest rate risk, and strategies to mitigate these risks. This comprehensive overview helps investors understand how bonds can act as a counterbalance to the more volatile stock investments, contributing to a well-rounded investment strategy. Thirdly, exploring exchange-traded funds. ETFs, exchange-traded funds, ETFs, represent a modern approach to investing that combines the best features of stocks and mutual funds. Kagan provides a detailed breakdown of how ETFs work, including their low cost, tax efficiency, and the way they are bought and sold like stocks on stock exchanges. She discusses the different types of ETFs, from bond ETFs to commodity ETFs, and how they can be used to gain exposure to different market segments and diversify a portfolio. The explanation on ETFs is geared towards helping investors understand how to use these instruments to enhance their investment strategy without incurring the high fees associated with traditional mutual funds. Fourthly, the intricacies of initial public offerings, IPOs. Initial public offerings, OSIs or EPOs, offer a unique opportunity for investors to partake in a company's growth from an early stage. Kagan demystifies the process of a company going public, the potential rewards, and the significant risks involved. She elaborates on how to evaluate an IPO, considering the company's financial health, market potential, and the timing of the investment. Kagan cautions against the hype often associated with IPOs, advocating for a thoughtful and well-researched approach. This section is especially valuable for investors looking to expand their portfolios with potentially lucrative yet volatile IPO investments. Lastly, building a profitable investment portfolio. The culmination of Investing 101 is Michelle Kagan's strategic guidance on constructing a profitable investment portfolio. This involves not just choosing the right mix of stocks, bonds, ETFs, and IPOs, but also considering one's financial goals, risk tolerance, and investment horizon. Kagan emphasizes the importance of continuous learning, staying updated with financial news, and being patient and persistent. This section provides critical strategies for portfolio management, including asset allocation, rebalancing, and the role of diversification in minimizing risk while maximizing returns. Kagan's expertise shines as she guides readers through the practical steps of building and maintaining a portfolio that aligns with their financial objectives. In conclusion, Investing 101 by Michelle Kagan is an essential read for individuals at any stage of their investment journey. Whether you are a beginner looking to make your first investment or an experienced investor seeking to refine your portfolio, This book offers practical advice and insights that can help achieve your financial goals. Kagan's clear, concise writing demystifies complex investment concepts, making them accessible and actionable. By covering a broad range of investment vehicles, from stocks and bonds to ETFs and IPOs, and laying out strategies for portfolio management, Investing 101 is a toolkit for building financial wealth. It benefits anyone looking to take control of their financial future, teaching the importance of informed investing, patience, and diversification. In today's ever-changing financial landscape, Michelle Kagan's Investing 101 serves as a beacon for prudent, profitable investing. If you would like to support Michelle Kagan's CPA, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.